Good morning. And how are you? I've been having all the masses, of course, for all of July. So when I ask everybody at the other masses, how are you? I don't get it as extraordinarily strong as I get it at this mass. The other ones, they're like, blessed. And I go, jeez. But because I'm in counseling now, I haven't even said a word about it at all to them. You know, I'm not saying anything. I'm not getting as angry. But anyway, we're focusing on Jesus, not on me. Now, that's a rare thing for me. But listen to what Paul says in the second reading. May I never boast of anything. May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is what God is calling us to do, to boast only about the cross of Christ, not about the resurrection of Christ, which is interesting, but the cross of Christ. Why? Because it's on the cross that Jesus paid the penalty for our sins. He's boasting about grace, not about what he's done. Again, what we do too often is instead of boasting about God and what God has done for us, we boast about us and what we have done for God, right? We sit there and say, I go to holy adoration once a week. I am an extraordinary minister. I am a lector. I tithe. I do take care of the poor. I do a lot of service work. I do it, you do it. I was at a party yesterday with old friends of mine, and they were asking how things were and what I've been doing. I go, I was in Australia for 10 days in the fall. I just came back from the Holy Land. I was just speaking at a big conference with all the, and I was sitting there thinking, I boasted the whole time about me, but not about the cross of Jesus Christ. Not once. And I'm thinking, oh. And I've been doing this a while, and it's still about me. And often in all of our lives, our walk with the Lord is about us instead of about him. And that's what needs to change in my life and your life. My life more than yours, I get it. But all of us, think about how often have you boasted about what Christ has done for you? Have you done it at least once a day? That's what I want us to do this week. I want us to focus on every day this week so we can do this more of a habit. But if we can focus on one week, that every day this week, you boast about what Christ has done for you to someone else. And if it has to be your spouse, just to get it over with, to get it done, because I know that's the way some of you are going to do it. I got to do it. So I'm going to say it to you. Jesus died for my sins. I'm so happy. You got to boast about what Jesus has done for you. That way people are attracted. You see, if I'm not boasting about Jesus, then I'm boasting about myself. And if I'm boasting about myself, what that does is it either fills me with pride, which can separate me from God forever, or it fills me with guilt because I know all the things I haven't done. One keeps focus on me, and one keeps focused on him. And so even when we do something as simple as I ask you at the beginning of every homily, how are you, and you say blessed, that is boasting about Jesus. Just by saying blessed to somebody once this week, one day a week, and someone says, how are you, and you say blessed, you just boasted about Jesus Christ. You just boasted about it. It doesn't matter how you feel today. It doesn't matter if you're stressed. It doesn't matter if everything's going well or if everything's going bad. You're saying you're blessed because you're boasting about what Christ has done for you. You see that? That somewhere in our walk of discipleship, we got to make sure that I'm always focusing more and more on Jesus and not on me. And it's so disheartening sometimes when I am a priest 30 years and I've been doing all these things that I go and see people I haven't seen in a while and I only talk about me. Like, what? What is that about? It's about me too focused on self and not focused enough on Jesus. So all of us, let's examine our hearts and think, do I boast about me and what I do for God? Or do I boast about God and what he's done for me? And if not, let's not go crazy over this. There's no point. we slowly start to change. Jesus, I want to boast about you and everything you do for me, not about me and everything I try to do for you. Got it?
Yes.
Get it? Yes. Gonna live it? May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Yeah.